I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, September 6th. A person was stabbed at a hotel near the South Shore Plaza in Braintree last night. Police were seen putting up crime scene tape around the Sonesta Simply Suites on Wood Road. Investigators were inside the hotel as of 11 o'clock last night, working to find out how the stabbing occurred. So far, no other information is available. An investigation is underway after two people were struck by a vehicle in the parking lot of a car rental business in Quincy yesterday morning. Emergency crews responding to a report of a pedestrian struck in the area of 60 Beale Street in Wollaston found two people injured outside of Enterprise Rent-A-Car. The two people who were struck, as well as the driver of the vehicle involved in the crash, were all taken to a local hospital with injuries police described as being non-life-threatening. Police noted that the driver likely suffered a medical episode before striking the pedestrians. The manager of the rental car company says a total of four cars were damaged in the crash and that one of the victims was left pinned under a vehicle. Cleanup crews were spotted spreading absorbent on the ground in the parking lot after the crash, and debris was littering the scene. The names of those involved have not been released. A new month bringing with it a new closure on the MBTA Red Line, as the T has now suspended train service between JFK, UMass, and Braintree stations for more than 3 weeks. Shutdown begins today, continues until September 29th, while crews work to repair 18 miles of track. T officials said the work will allow them to remove 20 speed restrictions along the Red Line and improve round-trip travel times by up to 27 minutes. Beyond removing speed restrictions and improving travel times in the short term, the T in a statement says the planned track improvements will lay the groundwork for the MBTA's goal of raising current Red Line train speeds above current speeds where possible. Free shuttle buses will be making stops at Braintree, Quincy Adams, Quincy Center, Wollaston, North Quincy, and Ashmont stations during the shutdown. There'll be no shuttle at JFK UMass. In addition to the shuttles, the T has announced fare-free service on the commuter rails, Middleborough, Kingston, and Greenbush lines for the length of the Red Line shutdown. T says there will be additional personnel at area commuter rail stations during morning and evening rush hour periods. There will also be extra coaches on the Middleborough, Kingston, and Greenbush lines to accommodate additional ridership. However, the T says riders are strongly encouraged to use the commuter rail. It won't be an option this weekend or next weekend, when buses will also replace the commuter rail. Beyond the Red Line's Braintree branch, T says it plans to increase subway service on the Ashmont branch during the shutdown to maintain train frequency between JFK UMass and Alewife stations. Quincy Ward 6 City Councilor William Harris says he will not accept a pay raise that was approved back in June. The City Council voted in favor of raising their annual salaries from almost $30,000 to $44,500. Harris had objected to the raises in committee discussions and says he waited until after this week's primary election to announce that he will not accept the increase. Harris says he'll work with the city to arrange the logistics of refusing the salary increase. The City Council also approved a salary increase for the mayor from $150,000 to $285,000, triggering protests and inspiring a new group called A Just Quincy. Opponents are planning what they're calling a 9-9 rally outside of City Hall Monday evening before the first City Council meeting after summer break. Quincy City Council getting involved in the war in Gaza and Massachusetts' right to shelter law. Resolutions will be introduced about both issues at Monday night's council meeting. Ward 3 Councilor and Council President Ian Kane will introduce a resolve asking the state to amend the right to shelter law in response to the migrant crisis. Kane's effort asks legislatures to amend the law to limit eligibility for state-supported housing to people who've been Massachusetts residents for at least 6 months and are U.S. citizens. And Kane and Ward 2 Councillor Richard Ash will introduce another resolution supporting a ceasefire in Gaza. The move comes after a citizens group's been urging passage of such a measure for several months. City Council does reconvene Monday at 6:30 at City Hall after summer break. Well, more than 850 local children received new backpacks and school supplies from Interfaith Social Services of Quincy during the month of August, easing the burden of back-to-school expenses for South Shore families in need. Generous donors and local businesses provided both backpacks and school supplies for families that utilize Interfaith's programs. Interfaith's backpack drive is one of several seasonal initiatives that the organization runs throughout the year, designed to bring joy to children who may be growing up in difficult situations. The program aims to make sure students start out the school year outfitted with the supplies they need to succeed. Interfaith's backpack drive is made possible through the support of many individuals, businesses, and organizations. Severian Brothers High School student Michael McGrath also participated in the drive for the third year in a row, raising funds to fill 50 backpacks with supplies. Over the summer, McGrath asked friends and family for financial support, and the teen purchased supplies and assembled all 50 bags before delivering them to Interfaith. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association's annual Saturdays in the Park free concerts begin this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. at Safford Park on Beale Street. Emily Allen and SPX will be performing from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Concerts are planned every Saturday in September, and the events also include food and a craft beer garden. You can visit WollastonHill.com for more information. And the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy will present their final event of the season Saturday at 7 p.m. with a free movie night featuring Studio Ghibli's animated feature, The Boy with a Heron. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow plummeted 219 points. The NASDAQ rose 43. The S&P is down 16. Asian stocks are mostly down ahead of a highly anticipated U.S. jobs report that's expected to influence how the Fed will move on interest rates. The dollar was lower, the euro rose, oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox are back home at Fenway tonight to open a series with Chicago at 7:10. And, of course, Patriots season kicks off Sunday in Cincinnati against the Bengals at 1 p.m. The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some morning clouds and fog, and then some afternoon sun with a high of 76 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low 55. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of 77. Looks like some possible overnight showers Saturday into Sunday, but then clearing on Sunday with sunshine, a high of 72 and sunny 77 on Monday. The marine forecast calling for waves of 1 to 2 feet, a northeast wind 5 to 10, gusting to 20 knots at times, high tide 2:14 p.m. Sunrise 6:14, sets at 7:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, September 6th.